Great Barrington, Massachusetts, has received a $289,000 state grant allocated from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to help prevent water pollution. WAMC spoke with town planner Chris Rembold, who says Great Barrington will install instruments on Knob Hill Road to capture sediment and pollutants that have contaminated Lake Mansfield.
Lake Mansfield is about a 30-acre body of water, and it's really within walking distance of downtown. And it draws residents from adjacent neighborhoods as well as tourists to the lake, really in all seasons. But over the years, it's been, and I'll say contaminated, and that I'm not saying it's got bad chemicals in it or it's unsafe to swim in, but over the years, it's been filled with sediment and runoff pollution, what we call non-point source pollution.
What is that? What causes non-point source pollution?
That happens when stormwater comes off of roads or through stormwater pipes and dumps directly into the lake. That's bad for the lake for a few reasons, and we've studied this over the course of 20 or 30 years. These sediments carry with it pollutants, maybe nutrients from lawn fertilizers, petroleum or salt from the road. And that's not good for the lake environment, for the fish, and too much of that can harm the water quality. The other part of that is too much sediment can actually make the lake shallower, which makes it a great environment for growing more weeds. And the more weeds, the tougher it is to have a nice fishing or swimming experience.
So is Knob Hill Road the only source of contamination for the lake?
We do know that the primary source of the pollution, the first primary source we dealt with, that was the Castle Hill Avenue stormwater system, which we fixed with a similar grant in 2013.
So who's been leading this effort exactly to fix Lake Mansfield? If the town has been studying it for the last 20 to 30 years, does the town work exclusively with the state? Are there organizations that are at work here? What's next?
This is the result of over a decade or more of work on behalf of volunteers of the Lake Mansfield Alliance and the Lake Mansfield Improvement Task Force and boards and staff of the town. So we're very proud that we're at this point. There's still more to do. We are working now with the state's Office of Fishing and Boating Access to redesign the boat launch at the southern end of the lake in order to minimize non-point source runoff from the boat launch and to improve that area. And then we're also doing a longer-term project that is looking at redesigning the road in order to stabilize the bank and prevent the road from continuing to be undermined by the lake. Because we want to ensure not only that the lake is healthy and the water quality is maintained, but we want to make sure that people can still get to this recreational resource safely and continue to use it.
Great Barrington Town Planner Chris Rembold speaking. The latest round of funding, totaling $1.53 million, includes 8 local watershed projects. Funds will also be used to update the state's watershed revival plan.